KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 30, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Firefighters from Council Bluffs have responded this morning to a fire at the Council Bluffs Municipal Airport. The fire was apparently contained to one building, according to scanner traffic. The airport is located southeast of Interstate 80 and Highway 6, and according to reports, thick black smoke had been pouring from the building while crews battled the blaze. It wasn't immediately clear if anyone was inside or if any planes were damaged. There have been no reports of injuries thus far. The fire was declared under control by around 7:45 a.m. with crews still on the scene at last report. Additional details are currently unavailable. A post on social media late last night showed that between 6 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Tuesday, troopers of the Iowa State Patrol assisted in handling 91 crashes. They also provided assistance to 372 motorists who were stranded or otherwise in need of help during the storm. Light snowfall that began in the west part of the state early Tuesday quickly turned moderate and was dumping anywhere from an inch to 2 inches per hour as the storm system moved from west to east. In addition, there was a coat of ice on the roadways that followed the initial snowfall, causing several motorists to spin out. Winds picked up a bit during the day as well, creating snowdrifts on the roads. Despite some of the best efforts of snowplow crews to keep those surfaces as clear as possible, snowfall amounts ranged anywhere from 5 to 10 inches here in western and southwest Iowa. National Weather Service reports this morning a swath of about 9.5 to 10 inches stretched from about central to eastern sections of Montgomery County through portions of southeastern Cass County, northwestern Adams County, most of Adair County, and into portions of western central Madison County, in addition to a little bit of southern southeastern tip of Guthrie County. And that's a lot of those snowfall amounts, again, basically stretching from that thick corridor. And then there's another batch of heavy snowfall amounts in eastern Iowa ranging from 8 to 12 inches. And here in the immediate listening area, here in Atlantic, we had 5.7 inches of snowfall. That melted into a third of an inch of precipitation. Greenfield had 10 inches, 9.5 inches in Red Oak, 9 inches reported in Grant, Stanton, and Winterset, 8 inches in Earlham, 7 inches in Griswold, 6.8 in Creston. Carson, Traynor, and Neola each had 6 inches of snowfall. There were 5.5 inches that fell in Council Bluffs, 5 inches in Glenwood, and 4 inches in Avoca. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said an Atlantic woman had been arrested December 17th on drug and alcohol charges. 55-year-old Lisa Jean Eggers was arrested for possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, OWI first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Eggers was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $10,300 bond. On December 21st, 53-year-old Kevin Lance Drew of Messina was arrested on a district court warrant for Webster County. Drew was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released when Webster County recalled the warrant. December 22nd, the Cass County deputies arrested 66-year-old Randall Dean Bates of Griswold for OWI first offense. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. This past Sunday at around 9:52 a.m., Cass County deputies responded to a single vehicle accident on Highway 148 north of Keystone Road. A 2008 Chevy Tahoe driven by 22-year-old Heather Ashley East of Prescott was southbound on 148 when she lost control of the SUV on the icy roadway. The vehicle entered the west ditch. There were no injuries reported, no citations issued, and damage to the SUV was about $3,500. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there had been numerous arrests over the past week. Among them on Monday evening was 59-year-old Darby Durham of Council Bluffs, who was arrested following an alleged assault on a 60-year-old woman that was witnessed by a 17-year-old female. Durham faces charges that include child endangerment with substantial risk and domestic abuse, simple assault. Bond was set at $2,000. Also arrested Monday evening was an unidentified 14-year-old female. She was taken into custody in Avoca for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense. Sunday night, 56-year-old Ronald Everett Knapp was arrested in Council Bluffs on a warrant for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. Friday night, 26-year-old Alberto Eduardo Elsquizmobel was arrested following a traffic stop in Council Bluffs. He was charged with driving while suspended or revoked. The man was released from the scene with a citation. And last Thursday night, 24-year-old Daniel Scott Roush of Jr. was arrested in Oakland for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness without intent and child endangerment with substantial risk and bodily injury. A traffic stop Monday afternoon in Mills County resulted in the arrest of a man from Georgia. 22-year-old Kelsey Davey of Ackworth, Georgia, was arrested on I-29 at around 4:12 p.m. For being a fugitive from justice, Davey was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office earlier this week said 33-year-old Jack Ray Winchell of Omaha had been arrested around 1:20 a.m. Sunday for domestic abuse assault. Winchell was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Elsewhere in state news, 3 years ago, Republicans in the Iowa House drafted a bill that would have given Iowa parents $5,000 state grants to cover the cost of private school tuition and fees for their kids. House Speaker Pat Grassley says that's one of the many ideas GOP lawmakers may consider during the 2021 legislative session.
Parental choice needs to be the focus of whatever we're doing when it comes to education reform. I think everything is on the table from House Republicans' perspective as we go into session.
Critics say so-called voucher plans divert tax dollars to private institutions and undermine public schools. Grassley said several different pieces of education-related legislation are under consideration.
From the governor saying that we'd like to see more kids in school, you know, there's a lot of parents that don't feel like they're being listened to right now, that don't even have the option of sending their kid if they wanted to. I think our focus is going to be on parental choice with everything on the table as we go into session. So the conversations around education won't be just about funding. I think it's going to be about overall reforms.
Senate Republican leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny said it's important to that parents have the option of having their children attend school in person.
I think the education conversation will be the most important conversation that we're going to have this entire session. We understand some people, some parents, some students don't feel comfortable being in the classroom, and that option is there for those people. But for a large majority of Iowans, they want their kids in the classroom as much as possible.
Whitfer said getting students back in the classroom full-time next semester will help them catch up academically. House Democratic Leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City said public schools contribute to the economy and deserve more support, not less.
It's where the rubber meets the road for many Iowans in terms of getting their education and sometimes basic needs for people, whether it's a nutrition program that the school runs or other services that are coming through the schools.
Pritchard said Democrats are strong supporters of public education, and diverting tax dollars to private schools would do more harm than good. Our news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.